It's beautiful to see the both communities coming together to celebrate the resurrection of Jesus Christ. Yesterday, one of my priest friends called me and said he wanted to know if I'm going to preach tonight after many readings. And I said to my friends, of course, because this is the night I preach for 45 minutes. Because very special night. So we come together to celebrate, to rejoice, because Jesus is risen from the dead. Tonight is very special. This night changed the history of the world. This night changed the apostles, changed the way to see the scripture, the way to interpret the scripture. That is why we need to celebrate, to rejoice, because Lord, our Savior, is risen from the dead. We rejoice because Jesus is our head, Savior. The one, the first one, is risen from the dead. We rejoice, we celebrate tonight because we remember our own resurrection. We believe that someday we will be rising from the dead with Jesus Christ. That's why tonight we need to rejoice, to celebrate. And the gospel tells us that the women went to the tomb to anoint the body of Jesus. Notice that the women went to the tomb to see the body of Jesus, to anoint the body of Jesus. They didn't go to the tomb to greet Jesus or to talk to Jesus. They went to anoint the body of Jesus. And the angels told them or asked them, why are you looking the one, the living, from the dead? Why are you looking for the living one among the dead? Because the women find the empty tomb. The empty tomb is the proof that Jesus is risen from the dead. And the angels ask a question very important to the women. Why are you looking the living one from the dead? And tonight, the same question is addressed to everyone. Because the women wanted something very happy. They were very sad because Jesus was dead. They went to announce the body of Jesus Christ. The inner desire of the women was the happiness, something that can make them happy, something that can give them hope or peace. And they went to look at Jesus in the wrong place, in the tomb. Jesus was not in the tomb because Jesus was risen from the dead. That is why the angels asked them the question to know why they're looking the living one among the dead. Tonight, the same question is addressed to everyone. Why are we looking God's life among the dead? Why were you looking life in the place or the people which are dead or empty? Where we looking our happiness? Because tonight we are celebrating the core of our faith, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The thing that changed the whole the history. But we need to reflect about our happiness. Because the question addressed to us is to know where we find our happiness, our peace. And the question we need to reflect tonight is where we find the joy. Because sometimes we find the happiness in the things of the world. There are so many. We find the happiness, the joy in the things which are dead or empty. The thing that gives us the joy for short time. Think about the money. Think about the movies. Think about computer. Think about many things in this world that give us the joy for short time. But only God can give us the true happiness. Only God can give us the true happiness forever. That is why tonight we need to look at and God, the source, our joy, our happiness. Because Jesus says, I am the way, I am the life, I am the resurrection. This is what we have to celebrate tonight. Because Jesus is the one who can give us the true happiness, the true peace, the true joy. That is why tonight we need to celebrate. We need to rejoice because Jesus, our Messiah, is risen from the dead. In doing so, we find our joy, our happiness, the true life in the Scripture. Because God speaks to us through the Scripture we read every day. We find joy, we find true life, we find God in the sacrament, especially in the Eucharist. We find joy, we find God through the people we meet every day, especially the needy people. Remember what Jesus says, I was hungry, you gave me to eat. I was thirsty, you gave me to drink. I was naked. I was in the prison. You take care of me. So, brothers and sisters, we find our joy, our true life in God, through the Scripture, through the sacrament, and through the people around us. That is why tonight we come to celebrate the core, the most important, our faith, the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And tonight, we receive the Catholic Church, some our brothers and sisters. Tonight, some of us will receive sacrament, baptism, and first communion. Brothers and sisters, this is the way we can find Jesus Christ. This is the most important night we are celebrating because Jesus is risen from the dead. Mis hermanos, esta noche es muy importante porque estamos celebrando la resurrección de Jesús. Esa noche cambió la historia del mundo, la historia de la salvación, porque Jesús ha resucitado. Es nuestra alegría de venir las dos comunidades para celebrar nuestra fe. Decía al principio que Ayer un amigo me llamó y me dijo, y me preguntó si voy a predicar después de muchas lecturas. Yo le dije que sí, porque esta noche es muy especial y voy a predicar por 45 minutos. Porque esta noche venimos para celebrar. Jesús ha resucitado. Es lo más importante de nuestra fe. Venimos para poder expresar nuestra alegría. Porque el Evangelio nos dice que las mujeres se fueron a la tumba para ver a Jesús. Y encontraron la tumba vacía, porque Jesús ha resucitado. Y los ángeles hicieron la pregunta a Jesús, a las mujeres, ¿por qué está buscando el que está vivo en medio de los muertos? ¿Por qué está buscando uno que está vivo entre los muertos? Porque las mujeres fueron a embalsar el cuerpo de Jesús. Pero en su interior buscaba algo que le podía dar alegría y paz. Fueron en la tumba, un lugar equivocado. Muchas veces también nosotros buscamos a Dios en lugar equivocado. Buscamos a Dios en las cosas de este mundo. Buscamos a Dios en el dinero, en el placer, en muchas cosas equivocadas de este mundo. Pero a Dios se encuentra en la palabra que leemos, porque Dios nos habla. A Dios le encontramos en los sacramentos, especialmente en la Eucaristía. A Dios le encontramos en las personas, especialmente en los pobres. Porque Él mismo nos ha dicho que tenía hambre, me dio de comer. Tenía sed, me dio de beber. Estaba en la cárcel y vinieron a visitarme. Hoy, esta noche, es una noche muy especial. Esta noche, la alegría de celebrar, porque nuestro Salvador ha resucitado. Por eso vinimos esta noche para expresar nuestra alegría. Algunos de nosotros van a recibir el bautismo, la primera comunión, la confirmación. Este es el camino para buscar a Dios en nuestra vida. Por eso esta noche vamos a celebrar juntos con ellos para poder expresar la alegría que Jesús ha resucitado. No se quedó en la tumba, está presente. Esa es la palabra, esos son los sacramentos, está con nosotros. Así sea.